Well, I think number one, I think, you know, your first priority for us has been and will continue to be to try to, you know, some of our players that are currently going to be free agents that we've targeted, try to get them signed at some point in the process. Obviously, that's two-part, the player and his people, representation, and the club. So, but we would like to get, you know, some of that sewed up and done, because then it enables our direction in other ways. So in some cases, we'll have to run on parallel paths, probably. So, you know, that's kind of an ongoing process that's important for us. No, I think it was kind of ironic. It was, you know, I think, Jason and I both, we spoke about it, how ironic it was, and the fact before either coach had landed in the other city, kind of traded thoughts. And so, and it worked out. I'm very happy for Paul. I'm very happy for the fact that we were able to bring Frank Pollock to Cincinnati. So there'll be positives for both clubs. Well, he's been a very diligent line coach, very competent, worked very hard, has done a great job. Paul and I started in the NFL in the same year in 92. Our relationship goes back to when he was coaching at Central Michigan, and I can't remember what university I was coaching at, but we met in Southern California. So, so we've known each other, been friends for a long time. He did an outstanding job for us in Cincinnati. Well, I think we're just, I think all in all, we know it's professional sports, and these guys have to go out and perform each and every time. It's part of what they do. If they want to, it's their career. And in order to continue in your career and continue to have opportunity, you've got to play at a high level. Obviously, when you're playing a division team at the end of the season, there's more history there. And I was on the road, so it was a good win for our guys. It sends them into the off season feeling good about things. No, I wouldn't even. I'm not even going to answer that question, because I don't think John is a miss. I just think guys, unfortunately, come here once in a while. They have injuries that need to be attended to, and with John, we had some things that had to be attended to. He also got hurt within the scope of playing, and that's part of it. Guys get hurt playing football in the National Football League.
What ways do you think Frank Pollock will be able to get more out of the linemen than we've seen in the last two seasons?
Well, I think, Frank has a great progression of teaching and so forth. It's going to be a new voice, a new hand, and we're excited about that. And both schematically for us with a new coordinator and Bill Lazor from the beginning and from the orientation of the entire build-up of the entire offense. I've got a new coaching staff. That's exciting, on both sides of the football. So we've got a lot of change, a lot of newness, and I'm excited about that. Well, you're starting, it's great because, we have to keep the players' attention, and things have to change all the time, whether it's within your schedule, within your facility, et cetera, how you do things in this way. It's schematically, it's new voices, new people, new coaches, how things are rolled out differently and presented differently. So that's the exciting part of this. This is a challenge of it, and the teaching progression that goes along with it, and the installation process and so forth. And as we open up the off season in April and then continue through the different phases of that, that's the thing that it ought to be exciting for them. It's exciting for us as coaches. It's exciting for me as the head coach.
Marvin, were you surprised to hear that? I know you have a special relationship with Ozzie Newsome. Were you surprised to hear that this year was his last GM, and how much have you valued kind of the relationship?
Well, our friendship, goes, way back. For a long time, in fact, when I was obviously still with the Steelers in the early 90s, and being around and getting to know Ozzie, and as he transitioned from playing into the front office role and so forth. So And then obviously my special time and the friendship and the bond that we've had through this entire time since then. So, yeah, you know, I mean, I know he's meant so much. There were even people in front of me that questioned sometimes Ozzy, but we won't go there. But, no, I'm just kidding. Yes. But, no, I think, you know, he's just done tremendous. He's been great. How he's handled things. He's done it without an ego. And, you know, he's provided for the franchise, for the coaches. And it's just a tremendous job. And, you know, I guess in succession will be Eric, which I've seen from the, you know, when he started there with us, which is I'm excited for him and how what a fine job Eric's done. James has got a great knowledge of the game of football. When he came to us from Andy Reid in Philadelphia, you know, Andy was so wanted James to see James grow. I watched James grow. James, you know, from the onset come in and did a fine job in coaching our receivers and being a big part of everything we did in the evaluation process and so forth, but both the quarterbacks and the receivers all the time. Well, I think the first being active is taking care of our own folks, and then we go from there. And, you know, so as it goes on, it you know, those are the things important. But we're going to, you know, continue to cultivate and bring people to the organization that fit, you know, that fit the right way. They have those the right characteristics that way as football players and people, so. Well, we can't control that, you know. You know, those things are ongoing.